Audio Gravity, 27th of May 2009. Two really good products that have just come on my radar the last few days from a company I've never heard of before called Metakine. They do a little DVD decryption piece of software called Fairmount. And just recently, a few DVDs that I've bought and wanted to make a backup for myself, mainly things like cartoons and stuff. So that I can have a copy here and a copy elsewhere, on the laptop, for instance, and be able to fire it up at any time so Ella can watch it. I've noticed that the encryption systems on DVDs has changed, and some apps just no longer support the ripping of it. Well, they see various tracks, but they don't see all of it. What this does is it actually does DVD decryption on the fly, which is quite different from the way I've understood before. So what it does, it doesn't actually perform decryption. It simply forwards the data on to the VLC media player, and I use VLC media player anyway, which is then used for the decryption. The best thing about Fairmount is it's free, and that's what got me looking at their other stuff as well. They do a DVD remaster, the ultimate DVD re-encoding solution, DVD backup made easy. And I'm presuming that they give away Fairmount because of issues of people contesting that they're selling something that decrypts something. I think they're probably getting around it by giving it away free, and it is actually open source as well, which is pretty rare. But the DVD remaster, I presume they've done the other one free just so that you buy this. Recompress with the DVD backup made easy, convert for video players, automatically include movie information, titles, genre, and many others. Looks great. The website's really, really neat. You can find both of these on Metakine, MetaKine.com. Yeah, cool. Download the Fairmount at least because it's free, and give it a shot through your DVDs and see what it does. As far as I can tell, it allows you to rip everything. That means your menus, the lot. So it's almost exactly like the original DVD. All right. Next link is over on WebDesignLedger.com. The best social media icons all in one place. I've been trying to get round to fixing up Orchid 8 at Orchid 8 on Twitter's blog for the last couple of weeks, and I've just not managed to get around to do it yet. And so, one of the things that she wanted was these heart-shaped icons, and so I was constantly thinking, where have I put it? Where's that link? What have I done? And so I was searching around for different icons, and this guy in April put them all on one page. So if you're looking for icons for any of your social media projects, to do with Flickr or Facebook or StumbleUpon or anything like that, this guy has brought them all together onto one page, and so it allows me to quickly jump in here. And also, if I want anything doing for a theme, because we use obviously different services on Responder, then I can just point a designer at these and say, well, I'd like them in this sort of style, and they need to be square, etc., etc. So all these links will be in the show notes. Sometimes I give them out, sometimes I don't. This has got one hell of a massive name: webdesignledger.com/freebies/the-the. Yeah, you get it. It's massive. Next link: MacTricksAndTips.com/archive. There's a huge amount of stuff on here for a Mac owner. If you're the sort of person who likes to tweak and tweak and tweak and play around with the background of your machine. I know I used to do it on my Windows machine all the time. I never got anything done. I wasn't productive, but I knew everything about XP. If you're one of those sort of people who need to know what's going on in your computer, and just to see if you can tweak something a little bit, or for instance, picking one of these at random, limiting bandwidth with a single app. There's loads of really good stuff on there, and it's really well laid out. Next link is we don't support IE.com. Hurrah! I'm glad somebody's done this. We don't support IE. The solution: in doing so, you encourage those who are uninformed to switch to a better browser. It is a known fact that IE has a terrible track record when it comes to security issues. I can't commend this site high enough. They do this little button thing where you put a button on your site. I'd like them to go to the extra step and build some sort of JS, jQuery, some kind of system that detects the browser string and just either puts a message up saying this will not work on your browser and forwards them onto another place. I did used to have a site like that, but I can't remember the name of it. And the last link I want to get in today is quickthumbnail.com. If you're out and about and you need a quick thumbnail, send it the URL, do it for you.